I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. When Byron Mallott died on May 8th, memories and condolences from leaders poured in across the state and beyond. Mallott was most recently known as Alaska's Lieutenant Governor, but his greatest legacy was likely shaping generations of Alaska Natives through political and corporate leadership. Byron Mallott was born in Yakutat on April 6, 1943. He was Tlingit, of the Raven Moiety, and a clan leader of the Quashkequan. In a KTOO TV interview in 1985, Mallott briefly recounted being sent away to a Catholic boarding school in Skagway.
From the time we were 13 years old, we were essentially summer visitors at home.
His former chief of staff as Lieutenant Governor, Claire Richardson, remembers Mallott saying he had a stutter in those days.
And he told me that he developed that stutter while attending boarding school as a child. And so he learned to think of what he was going to say ahead of time, as if there was a teleprompter in his head. Byron had the uncanny ability to speak eloquently and passionately without the use of notes or cue cards.
His son, Anthony Mallott, says his dad was the class president, but got expelled after sticking up for another student. Mallott ended up at Sheldon Jackson School in Sitka, where he graduated high school. His son says thinking of those days, playing basketball and making friends, always made his dad smile. Mallott highlighted those relationships in a different light in his 1985 interview.
He began to build a network of acquaintances and friends, principally Native, because those were Native schools largely, from throughout the region.
After high school, he went to college, but he didn't finish because his father, the longtime mayor of Yakutat, died. He went home to help his mother and successfully ran for mayor himself when he was 22 years old.
Just kind of grow up with the sense that if there are things happening in the community, if there are issues, somehow you ought to be involved. I mean, that was always there for us, and I think everything else was just a natural progression of that kind of a family attitude.
Mallott didn't finish his term because he took what he called a low-level staff job in the state agency that eventually became the Division of Community and Regional Affairs. It required a lot of travel and meeting a lot of local officials, which is how he met two other foundational figures who helped unite Alaska Natives around a statewide political identity, Emil Noddy and...
We've actually known each other for almost 55 years.
Willie Hensley, one of the founders of the Alaska Federation of Natives, which successfully lobbied Congress for the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
We met in 1966 when we were first organizing the Alaska Federation of Natives. And when we were organizing AFN, we all kind of announced ourselves. And of course, we were all there representing some of the different tribes around. And he said he represented the state of Alaska, and we kicked him out because we didn't want the state to know what our strategy was, right? On this, what was going to be the battle of the century over who owned Alaska.
Hensley says they later let Mallott in as a tribal representative. Anxious Passage in 1971 established Native corporations. Mallott became a founding board member of Southeast Alaska's regional corporation, Sea Alaska, and its top executive in the 1980s. In 1985, Sea Alaska was the biggest of the Native corporations. He explained how creating the corporations and investing them with land and money served as more than a one-time settlement, that it should benefit generation after generation.
That the accident of history shouldn't determine who participated in ANCSA.
Mallott was appointed to the board of the newly created Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation in 1982. He became its executive director in 1995. He had a stint there as the mayor of Juneau, too. More recently, Mallott ran for governor. He won the Alaska Democratic Party's nomination in 2010 and 2014. He didn't win, but became lieutenant governor in the second run by merging his campaign with independent candidate Bill Walker. Mallott's message at the time was that joining Walker's nonpartisan campaign was what was right for Alaska. 4 years later, he resigned abruptly after making what Walker called inappropriate comments. Claire Richardson, his chief of staff, said the circumstances of his resignation shouldn't overshadow his life. She said there's a lesson in taking immediate responsibility for your actions.
To know that there are men who make mistakes, and the ones who actually own up to it are the ones that I think we can look at and remember, not just that moment, but the 50 years of public service and the good that he did for so many people.
Mallott died after a heart attack on May 8th, 2020. Just the day before, Hensley had been texting Mallott about mourning another friend.
And Byron's response was, my friend, We also have lived life fully, made a few contributions, and we're still going strong. I hope that is a good thing. And now he's gone. It's so sad.
Governor Mike Dunleavy ordered U.S. and Alaska flags to half-staff for a week through sunset, Friday, May 15th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.